Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, we made it through the insane thunderstorm that swept through yesterday, and finally, here we are, Friday evening. Whew, what a week. Okay, on today's program, the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians voting through a plan to proceed with this downtown Lansing casino. And why wouldn't they? It'll bring them tens of millions of dollars in earnings. But is the project really going nowhere fast? We'll find out. And a new University of Michigan study finding that those getting ready to retire have had to drastically change their plans after the recent recession. We'll find out just how much longer many of them now plan to work. But first, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors unanimously voting to strongly oppose the Protect Our Jobs ballot proposal, which seeks to amend the Michigan Constitution to create a new right to collective bargaining, retroactively repeal dozens of legislative measures passed in the last year, and ultimately to ban right to work in Michigan. Rich Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and he joins me now to discuss the issue and to explain the board's vote. Rich, thank you for coming on the program this evening.
Good evening.
Now, the Michigan Chamber doesn't currently have a position for or against right to work. So tell me, why is that? Isn't that an important issue affecting businesses that the Chamber should have a viewpoint on?
At the Michigan Chamber, we're member-driven and policy-focused, and we're involved in a lot of issues impacting on both employees and employers. But our members have not identified right to work as a legislative priority. Our board of directors did look at this proposed amendment to the state constitution that's being advocated by the UAW and other unions, and our concern is that it wouldn't protect any jobs except maybe the union bosses and government employee unions who are supporting the proposal. Job providers across the state are concerned that this proposal would actually have a negative impact on jobs in the economy, that it would hurt our state's competitiveness.
Although if your 6,800 members don't view this as any kind of a major issue, why come out with this vote anyway?
Well, we haven't taken a position for or against right to work, and that's one of three things this proposal would do. The proposal being advocated by the union bosses would retroactively repeal 80 or more reform measures that have been adopted over the past year. One of the challenges for voters who are being asked to sign this petition is that the proponents have declined to spell out exactly what laws they would retroactively repeal. There's really little or no precedent in the state constitution for the blanket repeal of dozens and dozens of reform measures. We're concerned that repeal of these cost-saving reform measures could cost taxpayers millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars going forward.
Well, perhaps, but the unions, especially the teachers union, says that Republican lawmakers have made sweeping changes that are unfair and target their members when it comes to these cost-saving cutbacks that were made. And this is really the only way they can effectively respond. Are they wrong?
During the Granholm administration, the legislature and the governor approved many bills that were opposed by the business community. We didn't decide to pick up our marbles and go home and amend the state constitution so that the legislature couldn't take up bills we didn't like. I think it is really unprecedented for a special interest group to say we haven't been able to get our agenda through the legislative process, so we're going to want to change the rules. We're going to prohibit any debate over legislation we don't like, and we want voters to retroactively repeal legislation, but we won't tell them what laws would be repealed.
Well, do you agree, though, that the legislation that they're talking about and many of the changes that were made do, in fact, specifically target the unions?
Absolutely not. You mentioned the Michigan Education Association. The teacher tenure reform bill that they would like to retroactively repeal actually makes it easier for school boards and school administrators to reward and keep good teachers. That's a pro-employee, pro-good teacher piece of legislation. That bill does make it easier as far as school boards to dismiss teachers who are doing a poor job. I think that a lot of the changes that have been passed in the last few weeks and months are both pro-employee and pro-jobs.
What's wrong, though, with putting any proposal on the ballot? Isn't it just giving voters a clear and really direct way to impact policy, especially when the legislature may not be responding?
The legislature has responded. All of the bills that the unions want to retroactively repeal were properly introduced in the State House or Michigan Senate. They went through the committee meeting and public hearing process. They passed the House or the Senate. They've been signed into law. That's the way the process works. It just never occurred to the Michigan Chamber or the business community that if we didn't like the results of the legislative process, we could change the rules so we didn't have to participate, that we would win on every issue all the time.
Are you concerned then that if this ballot gets this proposal gets on the ballot, that it would likely then get through and be passed by the voters?
No, I think if it goes on the ballot, it will probably be defeated. What is unfortunate about these partisan petition drives and ballot proposals is that they're really a distraction from our focus on jobs and the economy and moving Michigan forward in a cooperative way. At the Michigan Chamber, we've often worked with organized labor, especially more moderate, more responsible private sector labor leaders. We have worked with the building and construction trades on energy and transportation. We could take all of the time and money that will be wasted on these ballot proposals and put it into more constructive endeavors, like a statewide public information campaign to explain the need to fix the roads. So this is really a distraction. It's very partisan, very political, and I think it's not going to help move Michigan forward.
I'm talking to Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. So, Rich, if you're saying that most of your members are not don't view right to work as a major issue, is it basically that the current protections that are there, I mean, in a sense, do they support or are they actually against having Michigan become a right to work state?
There's not yet a consensus in the business community on right to work. Some employers think it's a good idea. Others are not supportive. That's an issue that we'll be talking about with our members later this year or next year. The real question at this point, though, is this petition drive and ballot proposal retroactively repealing 60, 70, 80 cost-saving reform measures, creating a new right to collective bargaining when that's unnecessary. The right to collective bargaining is already protected under the federal law. The fact is that most employees in Michigan have already chosen not to belong to any union.
I want to switch the topic. We only have, unfortunately, just a few minutes, but I do want to ask you, so far this year, how are your members responding to the elimination of the Michigan business tax? Are you getting any real feedback at this point?
We're getting a lot of positive feedback across the state. Job providers are taking the money that will be saved from repeal of the MBT and investing it in new equipment, new machinery, advertising, product development and research, pay increases for existing employers. Every employer that I have talked about has said they're going to take this savings and reinvest it in moving Michigan forward.
And eliminating the personal property tax, any sense of what percentage of chamber members would actually be affected by that?
Almost every company we represent would benefit either directly or indirectly. Part of the challenge, Michael, on these issues is that we are in a fierce competition with other states for jobs. In Ohio, for example, they've already voted to eliminate this tax. Indiana has already become a right-to-work state. So we must work constantly to maintain and improve our state's economic competitiveness.
Although
the problem with this ballot proposal is that it would turn back the clock to the old days of big labor and big government, and we need to become leaner and more efficient.
Tell me, though, do members express any concern about their local municipalities that are now cutting budgets due to state revenue drops and otherwise? I mean, especially when you look at the elimination of the PPT, is there a point where they're saying we should maybe consider the actual funding of services and infrastructure in our cities?
Yes, our members are absolutely concerned about making sure that cities and schools have adequate revenue. That's why we support a very moderate proposal to phase out the tax gradually over a multi-year period. That's why we support using unused business tax credits to replace 98% or more of the revenue. But the best guarantee we can have that there'll be adequate funding for cities and schools is a strong and growing economy, and that's what we need to stay focused on.
Well, that's certainly something we all want. Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend.
You too. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Lansing Casino. The Indian tribe, the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, have in fact voted their portion through. So this is set to go. What's next? We'll find out. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.